the Battle of Long Island began during the Revolutionary War as British troops attacked American forces who ended up being forced to retreat 2 days later. And on this date in 1892, fire seriously damaged New York's original Metropolitan Opera House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, it is almost the end of August. Do you believe it? It's August 27th. Wow, unbelievable. Yeah. I'm ready for the long, hot summer to kind of get over and get into the fall cool weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be another 105 degrees today or something.
Yay.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a heat wave all week.
Yay!
Yippee!
My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and I am here in studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our producer, who's trusted, and soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, who's now... Never mind. We are streaming worldwide.
Come on.
I don't want to do it this morning. I'm just...
I understand.
Oh, boy. There you go. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room, KCNR1460.com, or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can find me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane. They stand for limited government fiscal responsibility. And start following that darn Constitution. That document that gets in the way of a complete takeover of the totalitarian oligarchy. How do you say that? Oligarchy.
Oxenford.
Yeah, there you go. The oligarchy.
Yeah, those guys.
Say Ollie, another fine mess you've gotten us into.
Yeah.
It's just easier to say the Fargan Isles.
I don't know if that's really easy or not. we could get in trouble on that one.
Those bastages. State of Jefferson, you've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind, and you can go to soj51.net. Highly suggest you do. There's some letters that need to be generated if you've been listening to the show prior to. And, we need to put some pressure on these guys down there in the court system, the judicial, because You know, it's just getting to the point, you know, of these guys are just blatantly lawless down there. I mean, they just, you know, the big moneyed interest, the cronyism. It's funny how government is so self-serving and you know, it's supposed to be for the servitude, you know, for service of the people is turns into the service of them, you know, and more power corrupts. Absolutely. I don't know who said that. I think it was Lord Acton. A little tongue-tied this morning. But it's crazy what's going on out there. Let's see. We've got first up on the plate is ACLU is mad because Trump pardoned Arpaio, and it's a presidential endorsement of racism. These guys
don't
never give up.
Yep, no, they don't.
How does that become racist?
Because he's doing his job?
Because he was doing his job. But, you know, Obama can pardon, you know, drug dealers and murderers. And, man, he pardoned like 1,900 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And not a word.
That's different.
Yeah, because he's black. And you can't be racist if you're black. But he's half white, so maybe he's half racist. Because, you know, it's the color of your skin that determines whether you're a racist or not, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't that make it racist?
You're just a racist.
Yeah, I guess.
Everything that comes out of your mouth is controversial.
Yeah? Well, I guess I just might as well admit.
So that makes it racist.
You know, this whole stupid narrative, you know, that the mainstream media wants to perpetrate is, gee, let's see, if we've got Stalin and Hitler, Hitler's the bad guy. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The argument, and it's intentional. It's
absolutely
because they're trying to polarize this entire country into two camps.
Two wrongs make a right, don't they?
You know, and let's not lie. There's Nazis in this country, and there's communists in this country, and the Americans are stuck in the middle.
Yeah, let's see. There's Nazis in this country, and I think there's like 200 of them down in the deep south somewhere. And then there's communists who are completely infiltrating all of our Democratic Party and governments.
There's a Congress full of them.
Yeah, we got absolutely.
Yeah.
But they, you know.
Of course, there was a Congress full of KKK members, too. Those were Democrats, too.
Oh,
you're not supposed to know that. We're not supposed to know who those were
Robert
really.
Robert Byrd, look him up.
Yeah, it's just to the point of ridiculousness that, you know, any thinking person, you know, if you can't look at the media and go, you guys are just full of crap, it's ridiculous. It's always channel the narrative. It's always twist the news into something that's going to be, you know, beneficial to the guys in power. Divide and conquer. Keep everybody fighting. But there's only one good side to the fight. If they all show up to, like, gangs in New York with clubs and knives, only one side is good because the other side is racist. And we don't want to perpetrate that racist thing, do we? And make sure everybody's, like, separated and, you know, and votes for the Democratic Party. If the only ones that aren't racist are the ones that vote for the Democratic Party. Are you freaking kidding me? That's how stupid this is. This is like third grade crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a third grade mentality.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of whiny, snivelly, spoiled little brats.
I'll be picking on the third grade
people. I think you're doing
people.
A disservice to third grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Man,
thank you, Bob.
Probably
yeah.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't pick on them.
I watched a couple of interviews this last week on some videos, and they asked these Antifa guys, you know, what's racist? Well, it's Nazis. Well, what's Nazis? Racist. You know, I mean, they don't even know what they're talking about.
I don't have an answer for you.
I don't
know
what they're talking about. It's like, how many states are in the union? 57? These people are the most uneducated, underinformed, indoctrinated.
Overprivileged.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that.
They're a pile of spoiled brats. That's what it is.
It's unbelievable. And so we go back to President Trump pardoning Arpaio. And now he's a racist because he pardoned a pile. It's just stupid. You know, and anybody that listens to these guys, I finally just completely shut the TV off. I've had enough. It's gone. I don't want to hear their crap at all, because you can't depend on any of it for, you know, information that's not trying to slant the argument one way or the other. I just want the freaking truth. I don't want somebody, I don't want fair and balanced. I want the truth. It's that simple. And we don't have that anymore in our mainstream media because it has been co-opted, you could say, the Democratic Party. But I think it's by the moneyed interest who control the Democratic Party, because who can, you know, there's, oh, gee, I guess this connection that was just found between George. Did you know that George Soros is, I think it's his nephew is married to Chelsea Clinton? Did anybody know that? Yeah, you did.
Yeah. No.
First I'd heard of it, actually. Yeah.
Look it up.
Yep.
It's like,
there's
oh, that's
no connection there.
That's
there's none.
That's just a fact that the media forgot to talk about.
And will continue to forget.
Because, wow, when you're George Soros and you bought the media, that you know, that's what gets me about Fox. Oh, well, they're conservative. Yeah, except they forget all these little stories like that.
Yeah.
They don't talk. When was the last time they talked about George Soros? When was the last time they talked about Rothschilds? When was the last time they talked about the banking cabal? When was the last time they talked about the devaluation of our dollar in conjunction with too much money printing down at the Treasury, instructed by the private bank known as the Federal Reserve?
Wow, should I get out your tinfoil?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's all tinfoil.
It's all crazy.
That couldn't have it. That could never happen.
Yeah.
Never.
Let's see. What else have we got here? We've got, I mean, this is here's an interracial. Even the people are waking up. That's what's scaring these guys in the media, is the people are starting, you know, are not buying it much anymore. I've seen post after post after post from black people, women and men, saying that they've had enough of this media crap. This they're creating the racial tension.
Obama did. Obama has. You know, his 8 years in office has pushed this nation back decades, and it was intentional.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it. They keep doing it because it's a divide and conquer, and the only ones that you know vote for the Republicans are racist, Nazis, and capitalists. I heard that the other day. Wow, when did capitalists get lumped in with racists and
Wait,
Nazis?
Capitalism's racist?
Yeah, it's racist and Nazism. Gee,
what? I thought capitalist's favorite color was green.
I thought capitalism was a good thing because it promoted and it lifted the standard of living across the board of the greatest country in the nation, you know, ever seen. And the standard of living went higher than we've ever seen in the history of the world. And everybody lived better and we all got along. And it had nothing to do with racism. It had everything to do with providing goods and services so that you could benefit personally, so that you could raise your standard of living. And across the board, everybody did. And how do you get racism or Nazism wrapped into that?
Next, you're going to tell me you think there's something to the concept of peace through profits.
Peace through profits. Are we talking about like peace through like prophets, like John the Baptist, or
no, like prophets, like Ching Ching?
Like Ching Ching. Like money.
Like money.
Like money profit. You're talking about
Ching Ching. That's weird. That's a racist slant on Chinese people. Ching Ching.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
We could do this all day long.
I guess we can't say greenbacks either, huh?
Yeah, we can do. Yeah, because then you might be talking about wetbacks, and that makes you a racist.
Yeah,
or it might be derogatory to Martians.
Well, yeah, that's true. Aliens.
Martians are not illegal aliens. They are undocumented space people.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Space.
I'm glad I'm tuned in this morning, because now I'm getting an education on how to behave.
And purple is a color that should be respected.
Okay.
Just saying.
Actually, I got a problem with purple, too. It's the color of kinks. Don't like it.
Racist! Racist!
The Sacramento Kings.
I was thinking of the Prince.
Not a big fan there either.
No.
Again, racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wore purple outfits, and that was a problem for me.
Nothing like your girlfriend in high school, you know, obsessing on a guy in purple leather pants.
I had to attend Colors Anonymous. Yes, I do play with crayons, and I am.
I like to eat them. They're good.
I don't want to know.
when they said pull the wax out of your ears, they weren't talking about the wax. They were talking about those crayons.
Where'd all the crayons go, Robert?
Well, it has. It's gotten to the point that it is that ridiculous.
It is. It's completely off the charts. Stupid. We couldn't even. I mean, we've been trying to Russia. All of a sudden, boom! Russia's gone.
Yeah, now it's racist.
No, and Nazi racist.
Yeah. You don't agree with me, so you're a Nazi.
Yeah,
no, I can't say that.
In the meantime, you know, I'm looking at a couple of articles here. Let's see. Here's one from the Gateway pundit. Alt left leaders threaten to crush skulls at conservative prayer rally. What?
It's a
prayer rally. You got to kill all those rotten Christian conservative freedom loving bastages because, you know, they're Nazis.
Yeah.
How'd they get to be Nazis? I don't know how that is. Well, you don't agree with them, so you're a Nazi. And there's no answering to that, because if you say anything...
Which is pretty much the argument and justification the Nazis used.
Yeah. Wasn't that it? Let's burn all the books. Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah, books are bad.
Books are bad because they teach you things that are in opposition to what the Nazi party wants. And if you disagree with this, we're going to crush your skull because you are a white Nazi supremacist racist.
Yep.
Bastiges.
Yep.
Almost. That's Bob was hovering over there.
Well, you know, that's after this. I got to go find a couple of statues to deface.
Yeah, here's the guy in charge, Jordan Towers. Jordan wrote, "A patriot prayer rally is a Nazi white supremacist event. I'll be there to crush some Nazi skulls." Go to the article. These are the guys in charge, and of course, they're not the bad guys.
Well, of course
the
not.
The bad guys are the guys that were trying to crush their skulls because they came to crush their skulls, and everybody's. But the good guys that are trying to crush the bad guy's skull are good guys because if you don't agree with them, then everybody's a bad guy, and it doesn't matter because then that's the narrative. Right?
Well, my other comment and question is to all of these patriots for years who have said, There's a fight coming. They're still sitting there going, hey, everybody wake up. There's a fight coming. It's here.
Yeah. You know, because this is all about the narrative. Remember, the AstroTurf Tea Party? Remember, they were all racist. They were all thugs. They hated black people.
Mm-hmm.
No, what they hate is an overbearing, out-of-control government who wants to run every aspect of your life, take your property away from you because, you know, you're too stupid to take care of yourself, and the government needs to. And just as long as you stay on drugs and hate everything that they tell you to hate, regardless of whether it needs to be hated or not, then you're okay. Kick you back into play.
Don't blame the drugs, okay? The drugs are a symptom of the moron. The moron is not a symptom of the drugs.
Is that like the Borg?
Kind of.
You know, you get sucked into the Borg, you assimilate into the Borg.
Assimilate.
And so you have no thought process that is akin to, you know, problem solving or, you know, anything but a uniform line of sight based on the fact that who's ever in charge tells you what to think.
Well, yeah, there's that and the fact that most people are born with an inherent sense of right or wrong and a moral compass, and when that starts to pipe off at them, you know, when Jiminy Cricket starts talking in their ear, hey, maybe there's something wrong here. Here, have another hit real quick.
Yeah, because...
We'll take care of that thought process.
That's going to make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly, nothing's wrong.
Can't think
it's
for...
It's all okay.
Can't think for myself.
Suddenly, that thought that I might just be a moronic meat muppet is past.
I want to go into my Kermit the Frog voice with that.
Yeah.
Because you accused me of being a meat puppet.
Yeah.
I'm actually just a puppet.
Yeah, go get in your safe space.
It's weird how that voice is eerily similar to the illegal alien Marvin the Martian.
Undocumented space person.
Undocumented
space person. Yeah, get it right now.
I seem to have misplaced my Q-37A documents. Now I'll never get to come into America again. Oh, I'm so angry.
Just go to California. You'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I go to California. Yeah.
They'll let you in. No problem.
There you have it.
Come on in. Bring your friends, too.
Register to vote.
Yeah. Or not register, just vote. It works.
You just vote.
Yeah, you don't have to register. What are you talking about?
It makes sense now. Now I know how Jerry Brown got elected. It was the Martian vote.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's right. You know that there's actually more registered Martians in the state of California than there are people?
I believe it.
I think we need to go to a break now, Bob, so that we can bail ourselves out of this thing.
If you want to call in and you have a question or comment or something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Fighting the absurd with the absurd.
No doubt.
I grew up green. Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them? Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Reading Out of the Darkness Walk.
Hi, I'm Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/reading to register, create a team, or donate.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Everything is racist. Everything is racist, according to me. Everything is racist in 2017. Everything is bigger when it makes you trigger. If you find it offensive, it's microaggression. It's gotta be censored. We'll be safe from the truth, from bad things. We'll be Nazi Germans.
Racist
shirt, dope
strawberry smoothie,
all the blowfish,
especially Hootie.
Everything you say is insanely racist.
Every single day the racism got raging.
You know who needs sensitivity training?
Every single name in the yellow pages.
Cat,
dog, feline,
bitches,
Kool-Aid,
Michael Jackson,
chicken.
Every word triggers when it makes you trigger. If you find it offensive, it's microaggression. It's gotta be censored.
Yeah, everything's racist except Karl Marx. Karl Marx is cool. Even though, gee, like 100 million people died under every Marxist regime that ever existed. You know, total somewhere thereabouts. And we don't talk about that, but, you know, listening to these people on the street that have been educated by our indoctrinating Marxist college professors... They don't even know what they have no idea yep. what in is up. They are so screwed up, but they are sensitive.
They may not know which end is up, but I know which end it comes out of.
I'm telling you. It's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. All right, so let's see. I don't know if we covered this last week. IRS ordered to put it out there. Disclosure of hidden details about the Tea Party targeting. There's some news coming up on that in the very near future, so stay tuned.
I'm confused. If there's hidden details of IRS targeting the Tea Parties, that would mean that there was actually targeting of Tea Parties. But
wow.
They told us they didn't do that.
There wasn't a smidgen of that.
There's no corruption
down at the IRS.
Yeah, not even a smidgen.
There's no corruption at the White House. There's no corruption in the deep state. There's no corruption in the Congress. There's no...
We wouldn't do that.
I'm so confused.
Anybody who disagrees with me is a Nazi racist pig.
Yep.
How's that for you?
Yep, that's it.
So just send all your money to Mark Kent. Care if I need the bucks, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember, his name's remarkably close to Mark's, so that counts.
I don't spell mine with an X.
Maybe you should start, then they'll send you money.
Yeah, I'll be revered.
Mark's Kent.
They'll put a statue out in the center of the city. Mark's Kent. And I'm not related to anybody in the South, so they're not going to tear it down. So, what the heck?
Well, that's like
that's
these
a
idiots,
Janella.
Like, they don't even know what they're talking about. You know, like they attacked a statue of James Longstreet. James Longstreet was a Confederate abolitionist.
Well, the same for Robert E. Lee. He didn't believe in slavery.
No, he didn't.
You know, that's
there was a
nuts.
What about the ones that attacked the statue of Joan of Arc?
Oh, jeez.
She's obviously a racist. She's a witch. You know, I mean,
they thought she was Confederate.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
They attacked a statue of Joan Arc because they thought she was a Confederate?
So the story goes.
Well, you know, when you look through the
They're
ads...
so intelligent.
You know, when you... when you look through the ads in the paper, Craigslist or wherever you go, and it says rocket scientist, and then right below that, Antifa protester needs no knowledge, you know, $25 an hour.
Yeah, $25 an hour. Please have an IQ below 85.
Contact your local IRS agent.
Yeah, and they have a test. They have a test, and they ask you, what do you like to eat? And if you come back with, I love tater tots, then you're in.
I'm pretty sure tater tots is a reference to potato, which includes the Irish.
That's
racist.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's racist.
You have triggered me.
Is that a trigger warning?
No, I just really want tater tots.
I like tater tots. I mean, that's how stupid this is. So, anyway,
man,
getting back to the Tea Party thing, I don't know how we got over there, but the judge wants these guys to come up with all the names of all the people who made all the decisions. This is going to get interesting, and we'll stay tuned. So
hopefully it won't take too long for that to happen.
I bet you I can get the names already. I bet they're on their list of guys that were fired or now being rehired.
Oh, yeah, that's good. We fired them all for corruption, for fraud. Oh, by the way, there is no corruption or fraud there, but we're firing a bunch of people because of that. And so we can talk out both sides of our mouth because we work for the government, and if you say anything different, you're a racist pig. Yep. So,
silence, peasant.
Yeah, silence. The economy is speaking. Mm-hmm. Or the emperor. That's who we should start calling Jerry Brown pants over there.
Emperor Brown?
Emperor Brown.
Nope, be careful. Be careful.
I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
Shut up. You and your friends.
You puny Jeffersonians.
You pitiful band of rebels. Yeah, I mean, that's how you feel. But yes, I like what happened to the Death Star in the end, though.
I do, too. The fatal flaw.
Yeah, it had a
fatal
flaw.
It's called communism in this case.
Yeah, it's funny. All this stuff works until the economy blows up.
Until it doesn't.
Until it doesn't. And it happens every time.
Then we
every time.
And then we all get medals.
Well, it is. It's literally, you could look at it like Star Wars. Hey, there's a fatal flaw and the first Death Star blew up. I know. Let's build a second one even bigger because that'll work this time.
Brown's up there going, I let that slip out into the pitiful band.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, speaking of letters.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that make us the Ewoks? Crap.
Oh, man. You had to say it. I don't want to be an Ewok.
They are adorable. Warm and cuddly.
Short.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
Hey, man, at this point, I'll take what we can get.
Okay. Never mind. But in the meantime, here's an interesting story. This comes from the ACLJ. And that would be the American Center for Law and Justice, in case you're thinking that was confused with the ACLU. Chief architect of Obamacare's deceit. I like that. Obamacare's deceit. They didn't lie to us about the whole thing. Yes, they did.
That would be the Obamacare that basically counted on the American people being morons to get it passed.
That's the guy. We used to be Gruber.
Yeah, that guy.
Gruber. Gruberman. Okay. So Jonathan Gruber. Okay, he's the former. Stress former MIT economist and chief architect of Obamacare, just got fired for deception and fraud.
No.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, that just didn't make the mainstream news.
Did anybody hear something about the people that were selling human body parts, baby parts, were finally put up for investigation and possible prosecution?
Yeah, that's another mainstream thing. Getting the facts right. You go, well, did you hear about this? Getting the facts right!
Yeah.
You know, they're like a constant drum of
Congress indicts government-funded human trafficking ring.
Getting the facts right!
Yeah.
It's like crank anchors or something. I mean, that's
you got mail. I got mail. Hey, lady, I peed in your pool.
It's like, hey, lady, getting the facts right!
Yep.
Our tribute to Jerry Lewis.
Oh, poor Jerry.
Hey!
Yeah, poor Jerry.
Hey, lady!
I understand the entire nation of France is still in their safe space. over Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, that's right. They're still in their safe space from World War II because we had to save them from destruction by the Nazis. Those actually were Nazis back then.
Yes, those were Nazis.
Let's see.
The guys that we fought against.
Let's see. They killed people. Yeah. They exterminated people. Concentration camps. Invaded other countries. Christian rally.
Yeah.
But they're Nazis. But
yeah, welcome to modern day America.
They didn't do any of that stuff. They showed up for a rally to pray. But they're Nazis. They're white supremacists. Mm-hmm. Kill them all. Really?
Yeah. Because Christianity is racist.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that because, you know, I'm here to tell you
mm-hmm.
that we get the facts right.
Mm-hmm.
Or wrong. Depending on
we don't get the facts at all. We don't have no facts.
It should be getting the narrative right. Mm-hmm. Whatever they tell us in Washington is what we are going to espouse. Anyway, going back to the story, chief architect of Obama's Obamacare's deceit and pro-abortion deception. All in the same sentence. Pro-abortion deception fired for fraud. Let's see, as Mr. Gruber... Architectural debacle continues to collapse on the American people. You would think that an epic fail like this would make it challenging for him to attain gainful employment.
But no, he's probably at the top of the list.
This would be right on the heels of the guy that was in charge of President Obama's lunch meal program being arrested for embezzlement, would it?
Yeah, right up there, you know. And, you know, of course, this guy's claim to fame was, the American people are too stupid to read the bill, so we're just going to pull over the wool on their eyes and everything's fine. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know, 500, what do we? How many people we got in America? 300 million? So half of those guys are all stupid.
Counting?
I don't know.
Like, who's doing the count? Because that depends, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he, you know, he's basically saying... You know, so I guess he got hired in Vermont. Let's see, what do we got here? Yet officials in Vermont had hired Gruber as an economic consultant to assess, examine, and provide economic models for a now abandoned plan to roll out the single payer health care system. So that I guess it's now abandoned in Vermont because it doesn't really work.
Wouldn't that be Bernie Sanders' state?
I think it is.
How is there government corruption in Bernie Sanders' state? That can't be.
I don't know.
No. I don't believe it.
You need to get your facts right. Yeah.
So being attacked by racists.
Yeah. Of course. That goes without saying. So this is how the local, so this Vermont Attorney General conducted the Gruber's, you know, he concluded that Gruber conduct violated the Vermont Civil False Claim Act. And reached an agreement to settle the state's potential legal claim that Gruber submitted false claims to the state. Personal service contracts. So this guy's blowing up his contracts. He's not doing jack. They're sending him $400,000 or $500,000 or something. And so now, you know.
I'm sorry. That's what Vermont gets for hiring the guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so his conduct was, personal service contract with the state was a standard time and materials contract that specified Gruber would be paid only for services actually performed. Wow.
There's a concept, huh?
Yeah.
I only get paid if I do something.
I hate it when that happens.
Man.
Yeah, the contract required Gruber to submit monthly invoices describing the work performed and the amount billed for such work. Donovan's office found that Gruber submitted at least two invoices that were false with respect to the amount of work performed by a research assistant working for Gruber. The supporting documents provided that Gruber did not reflect the actual hours worked by a research assistant, nor did the assistant keep records accurately in reflecting the hours he devoted to the state project, Donovan said. Ultimately, the single-payer proposed plan under the name Green Mountain Care. I like the way they do these. Green Mountain Care.
That's a damn insult to the Green. That's a direct shot at the Green Mountain Boys out of Burlington.
Green Mountain Care. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only a great health plan, but it's green. As opposed to.
Smoke weed every day.
As opposed to gangrene.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't make this crap up. Let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, let's take it to the limit one more time, I guess, because that's what we do.
We have to. We don't have a choice.
I got onto an Eagles kick today for some reason. There's also a couple other ones we need to follow up with on the next break, because we got some good stuff lined up on the music today.
We do have a caller on the line.
Yeah,
we've got Nick in Reading. Good morning, Nick. Nick?
Are you there, Nick?
Hello?
Nicholas.
Nick.
I wish it was a good morning.
You're on the air, Nick. Go ahead.
I said, I wish it was a good morning. My wife is out of town.
You got to turn your radio down, Nick.
Okay.
Your wife's out of town. That makes it a bad morning because you had to fix your own breakfast or what?
Well, the thing is,
I had to turn his own radio down with rheumatoid
arthritis.
Ah.
And I had to go gluten-free about, I guess, 6 or 8 months ago because it was causing symptoms like carpal tunnel syndrome. And I keep having this reoccurring nightmare about a sourdough baguette slathered in butter and garlic. And I wake up with bite marks on my pillow. So being my wife is out of town, I had gluten Saturday. Yesterday I had a pastrami sandwich at San Francisco Deli, and then I had some chicken and
that's
gravy. And I haven't got any strength today. My hands hurt. But what I called about is you guys were talking about not being able to trust the media. And there is one gal out there you can trust, Cheryl Atkinson. She's got a new book out, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote.
That's what they try to do. Yep.
It's $20 on Amazon. But she's got another book that came out a couple years ago called Shakedown. No, Stonewalled. And you need to read that book before you read this one. You know, she does have credibility. They polled people about the credibility of a lot of reporters, and she got over a 95% rating.
Wow.
So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. She really explains what has happened to the media right down to the T. I've even quit using the neighbor's paper next door because I'm too cheap to buy this rag we have in town. I just don't even want to look at the news anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to see the news except in the outhouse out on the campground or something. It's just not, it's not worth eating.
It's not news, so.
But anyway, Cheryl Atkinson has a Sunday program, too, Full Measure. And I look at it a week later online, and she's always got really good stories reminiscent of what 60 Minutes used to have. And it'd be worth your trouble and everybody's trouble to read her first book, Stonewalled.
Very good.
A great day.
All right,
thanks,
Mary.
All right, thanks for calling in. We also got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Kevin, this is a couple subjects ago. Kevin Shipp, the CIA whistleblower, he says that there's infiltrators in every single Patriot meeting. He says they show up, they look just like everybody else, they sit by themselves, they vote, yell yes and no, but they're recording. And I'm thinking, okay, do we have any of those guys sitting in our meeting?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised at all.
There's a couple guys that show up that are suspect. They don't show up to anything else. They don't do anything. They just sit there and then ask stupid questions once in a while.
I'd be curious to see if they show up in a white car with a G13 license plate or GS13 license plate.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe you need to patrol the parking lot, Mary.
There you go. We need somebody at the door to watch the G cars come in. it's hard to believe. But even mentioning bad guys' names, well, you mentioned Mark, so he's long gone. But some of the senators and stuff, I would think that it would be awful hard on the family if we keep throwing their name out there. Wouldn't it be hard on the family if they're trying to run a business or something and they keep hearing Dad's name? Grandpa's name.
I don't know. I mean, half of these guys are so insulated and isolated, they probably don't even work because they've gotten so many payoffs from their government service.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. They got lots of money.
Yeah, just all you got to do is, go to Congress and become a millionaire. You don't have to do anything.
Well, there you go. Thanks, guys.
All right, have a great day, Mary.
Here's another story that just missed the mainstream, I guess. Jeff Sessions just fired 46 Obama appointees. I guess I couldn't see that in the mainstream because I quit watching.
I don't have it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that stuff doesn't really matter because that's the swamp and the swamp's, you know, who wants to drain the swamp? I mean, you know, that's just a bunch of racist Nazi garbage. And so, you know, here's another one. Let's see if I can get my computer to actually pull it up here. Congress just quietly passed. I'm having trouble. Hold on a second. There we go. Okay, Congress just quietly passed a bill allowing warrantless searches of homes. Only 1% opposed it. Now, I've got a screenshot of Justin Amash saying, only 5 of us voted against the bill allowing government to enter and search private property in parts of Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. without a warrant. That's got to be unconstitutional, don't you think?
No.
Yeah, and then who voted for that? There's no deep state, is there? There's nobody getting paid off. Nobody getting money from Monsanto or someplace like that.
Nope.
You know, nothing like that could ever happen.
Well, it's in the name of the public safety, because basically what they've said is that the D.C. public transit business, or D.C. public transit is a national security interest. Therefore, anything that is near the public or the D.C. public transit area can be considered within the threat radius of constituting a threat to the public safety lines. Therefore, they can be inspected without warrant for the betterment of.
Yeah. So if your home's sitting next, so if your home's sitting next to the D.C. transit system, your home is subject to a warrantless search.
Yeah. So if you have a home anywhere near critical infrastructure, then it's a national security threat, and you don't have rights anymore.
Yeah, that's how the Constitution works. It's just it's a living document that can be twisted and turned into tyranny.
Wait, was that passed with Republican control of the House and Senate? That couldn't be.
That would never happen.
Well, this is House Joint Resolution 76, granting the consent and approval of Congress for the Commonwealth of Virginia, Maryland, District of Columbia to enter into a compact relating to the establishment of the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission.
There's one problem, though. Under the Constitution, Congress does not have a right to give that consent.
Oh, who cares about all that stuff?
It doesn't matter. The Constitution doesn't apply here.
Mm-mm.
No.
Possible.
Well, I think I figured it out. What kind of resolution did you say it was?
It's a House Joint Resolution.
Smoke weed every day.
It was a joint resolution. Very good, Bob.
Yeah, they're issuing consent that they don't have.
Hey, man, I want to search your house.
Yeah.
Dave's not
the
here, man.
The Fourth Amendment removed our consent.
Want to search your house for drugs.
Gee, we don't have anything like that going on. Oh, it's a gateway drug. Yeah, so is milk. I drank a lot of milk as a child, and then I started smoking pot because of the milk.
Here's the actual language. In performing its duties, the commission, which is the safety commission, through its board or designated employees or agents, may enter upon the WMATA rail system and upon reasonable notice and finding by the chief executive officer that a need exists upon any lands, waters, and premises adjacent to the WMATA rail system, including without limitation property owned or occupied by the federal government, for the purpose of making inspections, investigations, examinations, and testing as the commission may deem necessary to carry out the purposes of this MSC compact, and such entry shall not be deemed as trespass. So they can even legally enter your home as a test.
Yeah, we're going to test.
Yeah.
We're going to test the Constitution
and
for validity.
And define adjacent. Premises adjacent.
Well, I think that's like right next to.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on. We got another one to cover here. Oregon gun confiscation bill creeped past the legislature. So evidently, you know, they can confiscate your guns now in Oregon.
Whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, it says this measure, SB 719A, will allow police or members of a subject's family or household to file a petition with the court, which could lead to an order prohibiting firearms possession if it is believed they possess an imminent risk to themselves or others. Do we see a slow encroachment of our rights and our constitutional...
There's nothing slow about it.
Oh, it's a speed it up. Encroachment now.
They're accelerating.
They're accelerating.
Yeah, and it's nothing new. They've been going at it for a while.
Well, there you have it. So, What else have we got here? I got Judicial Watch.
Hey, are you ready to pay taxes on your water in California now?
Oh, yeah.
The new water tax. And I love their justification. We're going to tax drinking water because drinking water is a fundamental human right.
Yeah, and if you don't agree with this, you're a racist.
For taxing water.
Racist.
Because it's a basic right, we're going to tax it.
That's right. And if you want to drink without our consent or paying the tax, you're a racist, mm-hmm. homophobe.
Yep.
I'm not sure how we
so
got the gay
thing
going. So the
state will be siphoning off another $2 billion.
Oh, they're not in trouble down there in Sacramento, are they? They're not fiscally irresponsible, are they?
No. Crazy talk.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds.
Hey, what is the D after Senator Robert Kurtzberg, D. Van Nuys, mean? Is that D for dummy?
Democrat.
Same thing.
Okay,
dummy.
You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes each one, she
More Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Rising floodwaters from the remnants of Hurricane Harvey are chasing thousands of people in Houston to their rooftops. Rescuers are overwhelmed, fielding countless desperate calls for help. Over 1,000 water rescues so far. That number will go up. This is Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Always watch for water on the road, remembering that when you come across water, it could be far deeper than what your eye observes, or the swiftness of the current can be far stronger than what you perceive.
The National Weather Service offering an ominous forecast. Before the storm passes, some parts of Houston and west of the city could receive as much as 50 inches of rain. That would be the highest amount ever recorded in the state. President Trump says he'll be traveling to Texas soon when things calm down. He's been complimenting the federal government's response to the storm so far. Elsewhere, the White House is unapologetic for the president's consistent criticism of fellow Republicans.
In the past few days, the president has taken aim at House and Senate GOP leaders and a handful of Republican lawmakers. Here's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said when asked about the president's strategy of attacking fellow Republicans.
The end game is for Congress to do its job and actually pass legislation.
Sanders said the American people are frustrated with Congress's lack of action. The president's criticism comes ahead of the fall months when he'll be relying on GOP leaders to pass his legislative priorities. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A 51-year-old German woman has died today from injuries suffered in the August 17th attack in Barcelona. That raises the death toll in Spain's recent Muslim terror attacks to 16. 24 others are still hospitalized. Three Italian mountain climbers have died in a devastating day in the Alps. Two of them fell into a crevasse. Meanwhile, in Austria, five other climbers have perished today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping when you text the word GROW to 246810. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that texts the word GROW to 246810 gets a 90-day risk-free supply with free shipping. Text GROW to 246810. That's GROW to 246810.
Ceasefires took effect today in the border area between Syria and Lebanon, halting separate but simultaneous week-long offensives against ISIS by the Lebanese army on one side and the terror group Hezbollah and Syrian troops on the other. The two sides say they have driven the militants from most of the border region. The U.S.-backed Lebanese military, which denies coordination in its offensive with the Syrian army, says the ceasefire is to allow negotiations over the fate of several Lebanese soldiers captured by ISIS 3 years ago. For the first time, a drug has helped prevent heart attacks by curbing inflammation, a new and very different approach than lowering cholesterol. Many heart attacks occur in people who have normal cholesterol but high inflammation, which can lead to clogged arteries. A study tested the new Novartis drug in heart attack survivors at risk of another one because of eye inflammation. A middle dose given as a shot every 3 months cut the risk of repeated heart attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. Apparently you can buy just about anything on the streets of Tijuana these days, even a Bengal tiger cub.
A California teen claims he bought the cub for $300. A 17-year-old was arrested as he tried to bring it into the U.S. The young man is charged with smuggling a tiger into the country after U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say they found the cub lying on the floor on the passenger side of his car during an early morning inspection at a border crossing last Wednesday.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, August the 27th. It's a birthday for a number of notable people, including author Lady Antonia Fraser. She is 85 years old today. Actor Tommy Sands turns 80. Musician Daryl Dragon is 75. You probably remember him better as the captain of The Captain and Tennille. Actress Tuesday Weld turns 74 today, and actor Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Second hour here of Sovereign Minds, and you're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And, you know, we want to throw a couple of shout-outs to some people out there, you know, that have been helpful. And I want to just say, you know, something, a thank you to Dr. Payesh Dhanuka. He's been just a great friend and a really good guy, and he's been very helpful. And
he's a true patriot.
He is.
That man is.
Absolutely. So anyway, let's go back to taxing your water. Should we tax your water?
Sure.
Does that mean if you pull it out of the ground in your own well, it gets taxed too?
Sure.
Of course, because it's a
What's
fundamental
the matter with
human
you?
Right.
How does it become a fundamental human right?
Because they say so.
And, yeah, I think everybody should have water, but how do you turn it into a right? How does that turn into a taxable event? In other words, I have a right to water so I can take your money?
Yes.
That's how it works?
Yes.
I'm not sure that's how it was supposed to work.
Well, how it's supposed to work is the general fund is supposed to pay for the maintenance of our infrastructure, like the like the water systems.
How about the $7 billion water bond?
Yeah, I think our guest just came into the studio.
Yeah, she's been running.
She's coming all the way from Oregon. We were keeping quiet about it, but we decided that we'll let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. Aaron Reznor.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure I said that right.
You did.
She is with us in the studio today as a surprised guest.
And a surprised guest.
She's a surprised guest. Or we're surprisingly guessing, but we wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
And it was funny because Brilliant Minds Think Alike, I guess me and my sister both texted you separately on the same day asking the same thing.
Except I was first.
She was first, okay. Because she does all the heavy lifting, whatever.
That was great.
You just drove down from Oregon?
I did. We were up there at a leadership event with a bunch of our employees and staff and stuff for the last day and a half or so.
Capitalists?
What?
Capitalist all? That's a leading question.
Dirty word.
Well, we're glad that you hightailed it down here and on the radio with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Yeah, because we won't tolerate capitalists here. Anyway, we wanted to get you here in the studio because we've known you for a long time.
That's
And you've been, really involved in a lot of things in the community. I mean, a ton of things. I can't even think of them all.
Busy person. I get asked about all the things, and I forget. And then someone else will usually it's my husband who reminds me. He's like, and you do this. And you do this.
I don't think your husband reminds you the same way my wife does, because my wife just smacks me in the forehead and says, "Did you forget something?"
I thought it was on the back of the head.
Well, maybe it was, that's why I got that spot back there. Walking away, that's what it is. It's almost like sandpaper, It is. But anyway, we wanted you to come in, and all kidding aside, because you are, I think, have announced your candidacy.
I have.
For City Council.
That feels so official.
It is official.
She announced it on this very radio station earlier this week.
I knew that was going to happen.
I may put in a shameless plug for us on Free Fire Radio.
Is that on Carl's?
On Carl and Linda's show earlier this week.
Yep.
I did announce. They didn't even know what was happening.
That's
a little tickler that had come in.
But them not knowing what was happening is really, that's
I have
pretty
to
much the whole.
Ask what made you decide to make it official?
He's out there listening to you. I felt like that now was a pretty good time. There were a couple of other candidates for other offices or council offices who had started announcing. And so being that this is my first time that I've ever thrown my hat in the ring and I'm new to this, that dog and pony show.
Pretty aptly put.
I'm new to this whole thing. I mean, I've just been like a business owner and a citizen forever. And so after I started seeing that trend, I thought, well, this sounds like a good time. And then come to find out, as I've been talking to most people or a handful of people in the last week who have worked on a lot of campaigns, they said that September is usually a pretty decent time. I said, okay. So I'm just a little bit early, which is just sort of like me. I just sort of like to surprise folks.
Well, that's good. Being prompt and showing up to work before it's time has always been a good trait.
It is. stuff to do with my busy schedule, but yeah.
I don't know how you're gonna do it because I mean it's gonna be a lot of work. You know that.
I do actually. That's a really good topic to discuss. In the last few months, my husband and I have been strategically seeing what is it that I can delegate to other people who work for us. We have some really amazing staff and some really solid nice. Regionals. And so we've been picking out what are things in which that I can delegate to other people so that I can have more time.
Delegate or stagnate, a wise man told me once.
It's true. There are certain things in our business that can only be us, and then there are other things that other people are fully capable to do and execute, and so we've been trying to figure out what are those things and who can take a little bit of the load off of me in a
You got to build a team.
Sense. Yeah, I'm really good at building a team. That's why I think I'd be good at this nice. Job.
I agree. I mean, that's the thing. If you can build a team in a private in the private sector, well, in theory, it should be even easier in the public sector. I mean, I know that's probably an oxymoron.
That's true. I mean, I think that's something in which that I've been doing for a long time outside of the public sector, in the private sector, and any of my like volunteer work. I think that I've done a really good job of showing.
Well, who do you work for in doing volunteer stuff?
I am a CASA, so I'm a court-appointed special advocate for Youth in Dependency Court. So I work here in our foster care system. I also am the chair of the Women's Fund. Let's see.
Not to put you on the spot, but I get it. You know, it's like you've got so many things in the fire. You know, if you don't look at your schedule, you don't even know where you're supposed to be at today.
Yeah, I have an amazing executive assistant who can juggle a million things. She's brilliant, and she's a nurse. So in case I'm ever somewhere and something happens, I'm just always prepared.
Wow,
very nice.
I should look into that. I need a nurse on staff because you know, in my business, who knows when.
It's true.
It's the big one. I'm coming.
That's right. So what do you see as the problems that you're going to face? You know,
challenges.
Well, let's get past the election. Let's just say you get elected.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the recall or in the general, what do you think are the biggest issues that the people want you to address?
I think that all of them probably sit around one idea of enhancing quality of life. I think that everything that we can break out probably ends up being a quality of life issue. So whether that is being more business friendly, whether that is public safety, whether that is doing a better job of getting services to those who are underserved, whether it's mental health issues, I think all of those sort of things, doing a better job of marketing all the assets that our city and community have to the general public to bring in more folks so that they all want to move here and raise children here.
How about fixing the city permit process so people can actually establish a business in this
city? You know, this morning, my husband and I were just rapping about a couple of ideas. And we've talked about a handful of different things. There is one of the states in which that our business operates in. They have a furlough. 1 month out of the 1 month out of the year, they take whatever that is the slowest, the least amount of permits are brought in, and they offer a furlough on the cost of doing that permit.
So,
basically, they flood. Yes. So basically, you flood in all of those permits, and if you pull a permit during that time frame, then it's free.
Wow.
Which floods those flow times, which makes sense to me as a business owner.
Is that Oregon?
I don't believe that it's Oregon. It might be somewhere in Idaho or in Arizona.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. I was going to say in Oregon, they just take your gun away and then you give them garbage.
I think that they're... Another topic that we had discussed was... what if there was a time, maybe there was twice a year during, two times during the year where the city and maybe it was like Shasta Venture Hub and the EDC came together and put on a forum or a training or something. It didn't have to be super big, but it basically was hosted for people who wanted to be small business owners or people who wanted to expand.
Right.
And it was, how is it that you... almost like a first step for dummies sort of part. Like, how is it? Because there's so many people who have ideas, and maybe they don't have like a big business sort of idea, but maybe it's something that they're really passionate about, that they would really like to find a way to make being paid to do something that they're really passionate about. But they're intimidated to walk into the city and know that the person on the other side of the counter knows all of the answers and all of the codes, and they don't know them. But it would be so cool if we hosted something where someone could come with what it is that their idea is, and they could learn what are those first steps that they need to take. What are some of the ways in which that they can find access to funds? Where are some areas where the city is looking for growth that we maybe are really encouraging business open and those sort of things?
I think that's a super idea. And I think if you get somebody that can help those people that actually is a business owner as opposed to, you know, somebody who has made their career in government, because the guys that are career government, I mean, you got to have the small business help guys, and most of them are employees that work for somebody else and have done that their whole life, and they really don't even understand business. I've been in business for all my life, pretty much, and I went down there, and they didn't show me how to go into business or help me get into business. What they did was they showed me all the mechanical parts of a business, you know.
Right.
Instead of, you know, like you said, the passion, you know, how do you start a business, and then, you know, getting past the tools and putting together something and being able to submit it to the city or the county is a difficult, if not impossible, task in a lot of
and
ways.
And it can be very fear-driven for people who maybe just don't want to take that leap, which is why I think that you get the key stakeholders in the room to say, these are what the codes are. These are where, these are some ideas. These are some of the ways in which other people in businesses like that have stumbled, but here are some things and ways that you can learn from their mistakes. And I think that it's this like cultural shift that we need to make as a city of how is it that we work together on what it is that someone's idea is, rather than tell them what it is our opinion. So if you come to me and you say, I have this idea and this is how I want to open this business and this is what I want it to look like and all of that, that my frame of reference for how it is that I talk to you should be, how do I help you accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish within the framework and the rules and restrictions and the things that we've decided as a community are best for the whole, but also help you execute what is your passion. And then I benefit as a, being a city employee, because that brings more revenue into the city. Which
it'd be a good idea if somebody actually went through and did a forum for the city workers, because I don't think they, quite frankly, in general, care about that. What they get their pensions, they got their money coming in. You know,
they don't have to care. They don't have to look outside the box or anything.
That's not being implemented by the leaders that should be saying what you're saying.
So I think that. Sometimes it's not necessarily that's someone's ill intention, but it is a difference of like, it is a different tone of leadership and where it is and what it is that we are preaching, and the why in which that we make decisions in which that we do comes from the top down. And I think that we need to do a better job as leadership, because I don't think that it's any sort of like ill intention, but there is an aspect of like, if you've been shared always that this is how you do your job and this is why you do your job, or maybe nobody's ever shared the why.
Well, I think it's a culture.
That changes somebody's perspective and their outlook.
I think it's a culture. There's a culture in government of us against them, almost, in a way, as opposed to we're all in the same team, because if we can create more businesses that create more revenue flowing into the city, that everybody benefits.
Absolutely. The more in which that we can collaborate, and I think, honestly, one of the things that I've learned in my nonprofit work is that so often in our community, and I'm sure that it's very common in other communities, but that I've learned here is that we bring all of our preconceived ideas or our, you know, arm wrestles for funding or all of that to the table anytime that we are going to try and solve a solution. And when we come to the table like that, nothing gets achieved.
Right.
So when we decide that we're all going to be adults and we're all going to come into the room, nobody is higher than anybody else. I don't care what your position is. Nobody's idea is better than the other person's, but we're going to throw all of them out and we're going to think of what are solutions and how do we get there, and then where can we be united? And I think that's what we need to do a better job at, because we all love where it is that we live. Right. But right now, we're not making a united front.
It's getting worse by the day.
And we're not being led that way.
It's getting worse by the day. You know, I mean, there's bums all over the streets. Crime is becoming very pervasive everywhere.
And it's sort of like this, just a thorn in your side sort of crime. I was this weekend while I was away with staff. There was somebody who had come up to me, and they really would like to be a business owner, and he and his wife are trying to figure out where it is that they would like to open it. And he said everywhere that they look, the first two things that his wife Googles are, what are the crime rate and what is the education system like?
Right.
Do we have strong schools that have good athletics and they also have strong academics? What's the crime rate?
Right.
And he said any time that there have been new cities that have come up he said those are the first two things, which is exactly what it is. And the other thing that I think really matters is that aspect of quality of life. Are there like interesting things to do there? Because wherever it is that we can put, I think that good brings good and bad attracts bad. If we just leave this absence, this, and we let things that are negative fill that, then more negativity is attracted there, and more people who are making bad decisions are attracted to that location. So anytime that I think that we can bring in some of that, those positive people or doing positive things out there, because it's not good for business. It's not good for quality of life. Any of those.
Well, I see a community that is hungry for change and mm-hmm. more than willing to pitch in and help, but they basically get told thanks, but no thanks. Now sit down and shut up.
I think that there's a large section of our population that feels unheard, and I think that is something that I'm pretty used to doing. I mean, we have a staff of like 220, 225. That's a lot of people with a lot of opinions, who really are looking for us to lead. And I think that as a city, because oftentimes we're around people who agree with us, so we don't often look out into other places to find who is it who disagrees with us, or who is it who has a different sort of mindset. And so I think that there's an entire section of our community that feels very unheard, that they don't feel heard, they don't feel listened to, and they don't feel like maybe...
Like they've been pushed to the back of the meeting?
They sort of feel like that they've been...
ignored.
I was thinking back of the aisle, but yes, that's true. I think that there's a section of that community that's not speaking out. I know that I've spoken with people recently who have said that there are entire areas of town in which that don't feel like they're represented or listened to.
Well, I mean, you go to that, and you go to the fact that, you know, for me, the line in the sand is when they pushed everybody's comment period to the back of the meeting in City Hall. That was a defining moment in my book, because it's, you know something, you guys don't even care what we have to say. You don't want to listen to us. And then this last round, I think with the line in the sand, and the recall was issued because of Sullivan and Schrader, and the week before they said there's no money for safety and cops and, you know, in the community, and the next week they gave raises to their staff. That's what people are fed up with. And so that's what you're going to go in, but you're going to be going in possibly, I don't know who the other candidates are going to be, as the lone voice of dissent again. And unless we get this everybody on board, you know, how do you propose to try to fix that?
How do we propose to try and fix the everybody on board, the united, or how do I
all the above, you know?
it's the list of problems.
Yeah.
You know what's really, that I think is really interesting about, it's been about 14 years that my husband and I have been here working, like trying to be better at, in ourselves professionally and personally, how can we be better leaders? And one of the things in which that I think we've been really good at is, because this is the first time that one of us has thrown our hat in the ring or decided to like come out publicly and say like, these are our ideas and we can help. I think that we've been able to prove that we can work really well with both sides of those issues. I have worked very closely with many people who work and who have very opposing viewpoints on almost every single divisive issue in our city. And so that's been really interesting for me in the last week to have to have those people who have come forward and said, like, hey, I'm really excited that you are running because I'd like to work with you. And so I think that that's part of it, is this aspect of, like, who's put in the work in our community so that people can trust them? Because people want to trust. I think that that's why we've had measures that haven't passed. I think that those are reasons why anything that maybe is put forward by a council person or by a certain group of the population, that there's not a whole lot of trust that we have there. And I think that as leaders, we need to do a better job about being transparent. Well,
that's even the tax on public safety was not a refusal to accept the tax. Most people just wanted a guarantee that that money will go to public safety, mm-hmm. and that a reciprocal amount will not come out of the existing budget.
Yeah,
that's all they wanted. They wanted a guarantee,
and they couldn't do that.
And I think they also want a sunset clause.
Yeah,
I think they want. I think that people want to know. I don't think that people are opposed. Anybody who I heard that was opposed, those were their things. They wanted to. One, they weren't as trusting that it was going to go specifically. Mm-hmm. They wanted it earmarked that it was going to go directly to public safety. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know how long was it going to be for and when was it going to expire. And we just don't have trust, but I think that we have potential to have more trust. And I think that if we, as leaders, put forward some of those ideas that are better and have some of those things, but you have to be listening.
Yeah.
We have to be listening.
Well,
to who it is.
I mean, I'm looking right here at the traits of a servant leader, and we haven't had servant leaders. We've had dictator leaders is what we've had. People that once they get in power, they basically are in power, and they do whatever they want. Then they ignore the people. I mean, so I'm just looking at this list.
It's very interesting for me that you pulled up that list, because that's one of our things that we preach to our leadership crew, is that how can we be a servant to each other?
That's right. I mean, I was always taught, you know, in the service and other mm-hmm. places, that the leader is not the guy who tells everybody what to do. The leader is the one who serves the most.
Yeah.
And who does the most work, who listens to, you know, his people.
Leaders eat last.
Absolutely.
That's what that line is.
That's a good thing. Humble, you know, stewardship, empathy, you know, engages, priorities, that type of thing. And I don't think that we've had that in our community for a long time, because I think what has happened, and I'm generalizing here, yeah. obviously, what has happened is that over time, you know, this culture in the government is basically, you know, we don't really care what the people have to say out there. What we care about is our pet projects that make us look good.
It's an interesting thing. I think that I would like to think, and I would like to hope, that anybody who goes into large public office, really their goal is to serve the people. But I know that there are those folks in there in all sorts of government who don't. I mean, I probably could think of some of them who I feel like are more self-serving. But I think that for me, my intention really is that the only reason why I feel like now it is the time for me is that I really just I have a heart for our community. And we've been working on that, and I think that we just really do need to. It's time to make a shift.
I agree.
I think it's time to make a cultural shift.
I agree. It's going to take economy, and I mean economy is in thrift. It's going to take thrift, and a lot of the cures for our ills, the homelessness, the lack of funds for public safety, a lot of that can be cured by bringing more business, because then there's more jobs, there's more funds to go around. We have to grow.
Another thing we need to be
active about bringing them in.
Absolutely. Another thing, well, let's go to a break, Bob, and then when I come back, I want to talk about the unfunded liabilities, because that is another huge issue.
I like that you just want to ask me all the hot topics. I like this.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about them? In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
About how I was raised, every day work, every day pray, got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins, help folks in need, don't fall for greed, a jealous man is weak, so think before you speak, if you love them, let them know, if you hate, let it go, fast can be from us, sometimes you need slow, God is all good, the devil is so real, so listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel, I won't back up. I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one. See, I'm a flag-flying, Bible-toting son of a gun. Yeah, I'm hell on the hard, just a rebel on the run. Scared, don't know it. The truth is the light, sometimes you gotta fight. Good beats bad, right beats wrong. I'm a ballroom preacher and this is my song. I'm climbing for the top, representing for the country. I'm the people's champ, right out the deer camp. Shotgun toter, Republican voter, Hank Jr. supporter, let's protect our border. To hell with anyone who don't believe in the USA, cause this is what I say. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none.
Iron Mind Radio. Home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. That's pretty good stuff right there. I like that. I'm not going to say who pulled that one out. We don't.
All I'm saying is if you want a piece of this, you better know what you're biting off.
Let's talk about unfunded liabilities. We know we've got a huge problem coming down the pipe here from our research. You know, I mean, one of the things about Francie Sullivan that just absolutely drove me nuts is when we tried to warn everybody that this was coming. This is what I do for a living, is finances.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you tell somebody there's a problem, you know, and what was that? What are you laughing about over there, Bob?
Was laughing about the reference to Francie, not
oh,
to you.
Anyway.
That's the Joker.
We were talking about this stuff. We've been talking about this for 6 years, that there's mm-hmm. a problem. You can see the trends. You can see this defined contribution plan is going to be a problem down the road. The CalPERS has been, you know, basically doctoring the books. We've got video of them doctoring the books, basically. Yeah. And one guy trying to tell him that you can't do this in a fiduciary responsibility. And the other one, you know, basically saying, hey, shut up and sit down. So
yeah, they had one of their own guys that say the public needs to know what's coming. What we have, you've destroyed this fund and the ride's over, and they tried to sue him.
So, getting back to finances, there's two ways as a business owner, and you know this, there's two ways to improve your profitability. Bring in more income and cut expenses.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think that that's what we need to do as a city. I think that we need to look, where is it that we can be more efficient and effective with the money in which that we do have, and how is it that we bring new revenue into the city? And part of that really has to do with being business friendly and going out and soliciting businesses.
Getting businesses in, and then we have to look at the unfunded liabilities and say, is this a workable? It's like a single payer system. I mean, you know that the whole thing's going to implode at some point. We have to look at this and go, how can we make this a workable solution and not have it become a union negotiation tactic to get more than the city can bear?
Well, I think that we just have to. I think at some point in time there has to be somebody who's willing to make hard cuts and hard decisions. But it does have to be this balance. There, we can't just walk around and just start cutting everywhere. I think that we know that when we look at businesses in the corporate sector who have done and only focus on the bottom line,
right,
and they just look at that, we then as consumers look and you think, what's the difference between an In-N-Out burger and a McDonald's burger? I probably am
what
the worst person.
Good.
You know what? I haven't. But it's because somebody went and said, where can we be most efficient and effective with our money and still maintain quality? And so I think that as a city, there's the aspect of how do we still maintain quality of life.
That's a very good example because, you know something, nobody trusts McDonald's anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I would rather go to In-N-Out Burger any day of the week because you feel like that you're getting real ingredients, number one, and somebody's not just worried about the bottom line. They're actually worried about the quality of the product.
And most of that comes from trust, right? Mm-hmm. So you have more trust in a consumer because it is that you know that they are worried about, that they're worried about their customers, that they're worried about their quality, or they're focused. Maybe I shouldn't say worried. They're focused on their quality. They're focused on their service, and they're focused on their customer and their consumer. That is no different than we are as like public servants. Or who's our consumer? Those are the voters. So just like when you're a business owner and you say, "Is this what it is that our consumers want? What is it that we're selling?" It's the same sort of thing in public office. The consumers are the voters. So what are the voters saying to you that they want and they don't want? What are the voters saying to you that they like and dislike? And we can't just hand out whatever the scraps are or whatever was the cheapest thing that we can offer. But the way that you can manage and balance that is by being fiscally responsible. And sometimes that means saying no to certain things that are maybe not necessity and saying yes to other things.
Well, and I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, I'm going to point out at Stillwater Business Park as an example of what happens when the city gets involved in something they have no business being involved in. You know, it's a $70 million boondoggle, according to the grand jury report at the end of the day. And so someone should have said no.
to that thing, in my opinion, right from the gate.
So I think that hindsight is 20/20, sure. Right? So we know now that maybe that was an unwise investment for us. So I think that where we come from now is we have this. What do we do? What are the options? Who has ideas? And I think everybody who has ideas needs to be listened to.
Was Stillwater a bad investment, or was the investment handled poorly?
Oh, I mean, I feel like you probably could say both.
I think it could have been a resource to the community, and I feel like we probably could have both.
There have been businesses in which that have been shown interest in that, yep. And then we haven't done a good job at executing and making sure that we pull them in.
I think it's hard to say
that it's just one or the other. Was it a very poor investment now because there has been nothing? Or could it have potentially been great? Yeah, there are a lot of factors.
You got the crash of 08, mm-hmm. that a big factor. I would like, and this is just personally I feel, and this has nothing to do with, you know.
It's your show. You preach whatever your feelings
are. What I'd like to see is the grand jury investigate who got paid to do all the work out there, because and who's involved in that. Because I'm just curious as to, we got this big, huge boondoggle that money keeps pouring into, and who's getting their palms greased out there. Now, I'm not accusing anything of anybody, but I'd like to see a grand jury investigate who got paid through that whole thing, and is there a pattern of malfeasance? Just saying as a side note, Aaron. But
I'm going to listen.
That's how I feel.
I'm going to listen. I don't have an answer for that right now, which I think that's something also is that I'm really good about saying, like, I do not have all of the answers. And it's not that I haven't made mistakes or bumps along the way in the last 14 years. I think that anybody who's been in business for a length of time knows that, like, oops, I shouldn't have, like, made that decision.
Absolutely.
It's just how have we learned from those mistakes? Mm-hmm. And so if we feel like that Stillwater Business Park was a mistake, how do we learn from those mistakes, and what do we do with it now?
Absolutely.
How do we correct it? Because the
difference between as a business owner and working in government is that in a business owner, if you don't correct your mistakes, if you don't own up and say, hey, we got some problems here we need to fix, you don't eat or you go out of business.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that we have in government, is these guys have been, sucking at the government trough for so long, and they're so entrenched, a lot of them. And I'm not saying everybody, this is generalizing, but this is how I feel. Because, you know, when we started the Tea Party, you know, years and years ago, and we got the state of Jefferson going, these guys all turned their back on us. Every single one of them, to a man, has said that, you know, basically we're the bad seeds, we're the guys that are malfeasance, we're just trying to start trouble. And we were trying to warn everybody, we could see this coming down the pipe, and I don't think any of them would listen to us now. Why did they put the comment to the back of the meetings? So that's what our frustration is, and that's why we want to see a fresh face like you that has experience in the private sector, who was willing to listen to our grievances and say, you know, I want to help you guys get this community back on board as well.
And at the same time, I think there's a large willingness to suck it up, move on, let's get the work done. But first we need to feel like it's going to change.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not holding a grudge here as much as I'm saying, how can we move forward as a team, you know, the community with the government, as opposed to this opposing forces crap to where, you know, they look at us as like we're bad seeds, or we're just the ilk in the community that complains all the time.
I think that sometimes that maybe I'm looking through rose-colored glasses in this aspect, but sometimes I think that leaders fail to be 100% transparent because it's so bad that they're worried there's going to be, like, mass hysteria. And so they're not completely honest about how everyone might lose it and freak out. And then I'm going to cause this giant that they're attempting to not. And so they, like, deflect or give you, like, this, here's a shiny ball over here, look at this.
Right.
And so honestly, though, I think that just in general, not only in our community, but I think just as a nation, I think that we really are looking for transparency. We really are looking to trust. We really are looking.
We'd love to.
I think that that's just who we are. We really want to see people who are in there who are willing to say, like, this isn't going to be perfect. It's going to be bumpy. It may be uncomfortable because we've made some mistakes.
Well,
this is how we're going to go forward. And it might not be ideal.
Here's the community's problem and their fault. This has been an experiment in self-governance, and the community has not participated in their own self-governance to a big degree. So the real weight of responsibility is on most of the people in the community. Now that we've started waking up in the past 10 years, you know, now it's a fight to get in there and deal with
this. Well,
we
actually got involved.
Right.
There for so long, we weren't even involved in the fight here.
Nobody wanted to.
We didn't think we had to. We thought everything was good, and then we realized, it ain't so good.
So to address your point, trust with verification.
And it's not who we are as a people, as a community. I have watched Redding, Shasta County, Northern California, time after time, when we know how bad it is, when we know what the problems are, we meet them head on. We take them on. We don't scatter and run, whether it's wildfire or public safety or whatever it is. Once we know what we're facing, we come together and we get it done. That's who we are as a community and always have been. And because of this distract and deflect and lack of truth, you've got people that would normally be working together at each other's throats because nobody's sure what's to believe. It's like pick your side of the truth. There's only one side of the truth.
I don't want to turn this into a gripe session. I want this also to be, you know, a place for Aaron here.
That's okay. There does have to be somebody who's willing to say, like, these are the things that are not pretty and how do we work on it.
Let's go to a break and let's come back and talk a little bit more about your vision of the community.
Cool.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR. 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The world is closing in. And did you ever think that we could be so close like brothers? The future's in the air. Can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Well, my time went so quickly, I went lickety-splitly out to my old 55. As I pull away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. That's a pretty good old Eagles song there. I ran across that in the archives and I was like, that brought back a few memories. The old 55. boy. Well, we got about 5 minutes left and I want to end with Sunshine and Lollipops.
Yeah. I like that.
It's
trademark. You know what? It's a nice little balance. That's a sort of how I'd like to see. I'd like to see the positive in everybody and in everything, and not dwell on the negative stuff of the past and that we've.
So
how do we move forward?
How do we move forward into the light, so to speak?
I think that one of the ways in which that we do that is through collaboration. I think that there are people here who have amazing ideas and they're not necessarily just being asked. I thought that it was really, great that Barry put together a panel of people to give him to weigh in on some things. My only critique is that I would have loved if I had seen some names on there that I didn't know. Some newer, right. Some other people who maybe aren't as recognizable, because we do a really good job of asking some of these people who we know are willing to put the work in. And so many of you we know have been here and they're invested in our community. But there are other people who are really invested in our community who maybe are just not as outspoken, or maybe they just don't have as much time to attend as many city council meetings or that sort of thing. Or maybe they're just not known, but that they have really good ideas.
Right.
And so I'd love to continue to collaborate on those sort of things and ask other people, because it really is this aspect of coming to the table and saying, like, I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I don't have every single solution. But, like, for someone like me, I'm really good at putting a team together and executing really well and in an efficient way. So who else is it that we can bring to the table? What sort of ideas can we offer that we were discussing on break, like business park? What sort of stuff can we do?
I think a good start would be to try to get our moral compass back, because when you're picking guys in your business or wherever, you look for people who have a moral compass. and that have integrity and that, you know, that, you know, are truthful and that type of thing and honesty. And I think that would be the basis of the people that should be getting picked as far as, you know, the input in the community and the guys that are working. And I don't know. I'm not sure how you do that. You know, maybe
I think that you just take the time to be involved. You asked me earlier about how would I juggle the business stuff and the things I'm already committed to versus this. And I think that it really is just you have to be willing to put the time in. We have to be willing to sit around the table. And if it takes 14 hours for us to interview every single person and we knock it out so that we can make something happen in 3 weeks versus 6 months or in 3 months versus 6 months. Then that's in what it is that we do. But we have to be willing to sit there and endure.
Well, it's been great, Erin. We're running out of time.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to bring you back a little further down the road. And when you're not hightailing it from Oregon.
Well, and also when you've got a little bit more handle on you know, the process, because this being your first time, I think the more you do this, the more that you'll have solid answers. Not that you didn't have solid answers today, but
I'm not offended.
Good, because I wasn't trying to offend. I'm just looking at the process from a realism and trying to figure out the solutions myself. So
yeah, absolutely.
Love to come back.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for
all right.
coming.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks again.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lies, and government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Talk to you later. See you next week.
This has been Sovereign Minds. Join us again next Sunday morning at 10. Stay tuned now for We the People on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The National Weather Service now says some parts of Houston and just west of the city may receive a Texas record of 50 inches of rain as Tropical Storm Harvey stalls over Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says rainfall totals will end up at around 40 inches or more for Houston on average, but some isolated spots will hit or exceed 50 inches. That would exceed any previous Texas rainfall record. The Coast Guard says it's received more than 300 requests for urban search and rescue in the Houston area amid flooding from Harvey. The Coast Guard has 5 helicopters working the emergency.